me this morning when he when Dennis Nathan was chatting to John Fain. He's campaigning for the Dying with Dignity legislation. He's dying of esophageal cancer. Just have a quick listen.
Premier Napthine, my name's Peter Short. I've been trying to contact you for 5 months. I'm dying of esophageal cancer. What I would really like to do is off air meet you, but on air I would like to ask you, why will you not engage in referring Dying with Dignity legislation to the Australian Law Commission so that many, many, many voters who support medical assistance in terminal ill cases, we can move this process forward in a progressive 21st century fashion.
Peter, I would be more than happy to meet with you. The next couple of weeks are probably going to be fairly busy, but if I'm re-elected, I'll absolutely make a commitment to meet with you and discuss these matters.
Right, I'll try and live that long. Thanks.
Was that a little harsh for the Premier not to agree to a meeting before the election, Minister, or not?
Look, I think the Premier understands the issues that are faced by people in these circumstances. And that is one reason the government has worked so hard on the issue of advanced care planning, so that people can document and lay out their wishes while they're healthy, ahead of treatment for conditions, and explain to their family, have the conversation, as we say, and in doing that, put themselves in a position to direct medical staff, perhaps to refuse treatment on certain occasions. Now, Dying with Dignity goes one step further.
Sure, need to be brief.
And, you know, I understand the arguments there very strongly. I mean, Gavin and I were both in the Parliament, in the previous Parliament, where we faced a bill that sought to allow euthanasia. And I on that occasion, voted against it because I didn't think the bill was satisfactory.
Okay. Gavin James, a quick response?
Well, I thought it was actually very brave of Peter to make a joke at his own expense that he might survive long enough to have a conversation with the Premier. I actually think we all need to have open hearts and open minds to people who want better laws that relate to their chance to determine how they die. And certainly our laws need to be stronger.
Okay. Gentlemen, I will need to leave it there. I want to thank you both very much for coming in. David Davis is the Health Minister. Gavin Jennings is the Shadow Minister. Scott Williams is going to tell us what's happening.